Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and the Baptism of Jesus sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Christmas and Baptism of Jesus sermons.
All right, the time has come. It is Friday. It's the last half hour of the program, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's not a game that we here in the studio play. It's a game that you, our listeners, play. We just provide the equipment to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. First, four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio already queued up and ready to play for you. All you have to do is listen. When you've listened to the four soundbites, then all you need to do is give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote for the soundbite that you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You may agree, disagree. You may find it remarkable, never heard it before, heard it before but want to hear it again. All those reasons are good. We want to hear what soundbite you're voting for, why you think it should be Soundbite of the Week, and if you are voting via email or our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state as well. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and phone call votes get to go first. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or go to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and we've left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week there as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number. Oh, we are also giving away the LPR bundle package. I should mention that. To the best vote this week, one of you voting will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. Comes from Adrian Dore, Why Women Dress Modestly in Church.
Going to church and being in the divine service, that's the place where God comes to meet us, where heaven meets earth. So we don't dress like we do when we're out on a Friday night or we're lounging in yoga pants. We dress differently because this is a different kind of space, and things are happening in that service that are different from what happens out in the rest of the world. And so it may be that your business dress is completely acceptable for church. If that's your best and if it's modest and if you're covered up, that may be your best. But that needs to be dictated by your understanding of modesty and the effect that's going to have on the men around you.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you think it ought to be soundbite of the week, you can vote right now, 1-877-623-6943. As I said before, phone call voters get to go first, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Paul Grimm. We're talking to him about the Roman Catholic changes in the liturgy. Here's his explanation of why any church ought to use the historic liturgy.
It binds us with those who have gone before us. I mean, that faithful cloud of witnesses from centuries. And as I said, we haven't worshipped just like they worshipped, and yet it is amazing how similar the church's worship has been for century upon century. Given the rapid, massive change we experience daily in our lives, and with the technology just pushing us to the limits, there is something about the church saying, hold on, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the church's worship, in a sense, reflects that. We still, you know, we use new technology even in worship, new instruments, new instrumentation, we use new musical settings. I mean, it doesn't stay just the same, and yet there is something about that worship which all points to Christ. And that ultimately, I say, would be the final point, is that there really has been nothing proven better to deliver Christ than the church's historic worship that we've received from our forefathers.
That was soundbite number two, if you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from a sermon we reviewed recently on the program, Pastor James Douthwaite, preaching on the first Sunday of Advent and how the cross is central even in Advent.
That as we look to the cross, we see the greatest mercy and love in the history of the world. As Jesus hangs there, not in weakness, but in might, delivering us from the threatening perils of our sins. The threatening peril that he endured there as he hung in your place, as he hung in my place, on that throne of our making. But even as the torrent of sin swept away his life, the torrent of his blood that flows from the cross now sweeps away not us, but our sin. The torrent of his blood that washes away sin in holy baptism. The torrent of his blood that washes us clean in absolution. The torrent of his blood that fills the chalice of his supper. That through these means, where Jesus is coming to us now, not in weakness, but in might, we are being delivered from the threatening perils of our sins through the power of his forgiveness and the promise of eternal life.
That's soundbite number 3, 877-623-6943. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, call and vote, 877-623-6943. And here comes soundbite number 4. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number 4 comes from our own Pastor Bill Swirla talking about our Advent hope.
You know, just as Israel looked for the coming Messiah and all the promise that was contained in the prophets and the Torah, the Christian church looks with a similar longing toward the fulfillment of Jesus' death and resurrection. We don't yet experience in our own selves that which is ours in Christ. Now we must believe. But there is this coming dawning day when it will no longer be by faith, but by sight, when we will no longer be hoping, but we will be having. And that having comes in the resurrection of our bodies. I always like to remind people at funerals, every funeral, that we confess in the creed, we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting in that order. And until our bodies are raised, or if we're alive in the last day when the Lord appears, changed suddenly, so it really doesn't matter, we are not yet in full possession of what Christ has obtained for us. We hold it by faith, but we don't yet hold it kind of in ourselves. It's all held in trust in Christ, as our lives are in Christ. So what we're looking for, basically, is the vindication of our faith, our salvation, the eternal life that is ours in body and soul, and really the consummation of all things, that God has finally brought everything into that new creation that he has destined things for in the death and resurrection of his son.
That's soundbite number 4. It's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And when we come back from this break, we will take your votes via the phone, email, tweets, and our Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-6943. It is Friday, December the 2nd. We're playing soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Stay tuned.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to delve into the writings of the early church fathers but didn't know where to begin? Well, we have just the resource for you. It's our book of the month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year. You can find out more at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Year with the Church Fathers, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, it's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This game goes nowhere unless the listeners vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, December the 2nd, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here are your possibilities and those from which you can choose. Remember, giving away the LPR bundle package to the best vote on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one is Adrian Doar on why women dress modestly in church. Soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Grimm, why use the historic liturgy. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor James Douthwaite, a sermon he preached on the centrality of the cross in Advent. And finally, soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla on our Advent hope. 1-877-623-6943. Let's talk with Mike, who's listening in Kansas City.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues Etc. It's a great resource. And I'm very tempted to vote for the segment on dressing modestly, and I really appreciate Issues Etc., you know, bringing awareness to that topic, because my wife and I had noticed it's a problem, I think. But I think I'm going to have to go with Dr. Grimes' segment on the historic liturgy, because my pastor, Pastor Froiland of Christ Lutheran, pointed out to me just this week that our historic liturgy for the year actually begins with Christ's triumphal entry. You know, our king riding a donkey to his crucifixion, as it says in Zechariah 9. And the rest of the church year is primarily about events that led up to or looked back upon that event. And, I mean, isn't this a brilliant strategy for assuring that our scriptures are used primarily to point to Christ? And I would like to thank you, Pastor Wilkin, and all the other pastors that hold to the historic liturgy, because that's the primary reason that my family is now Lutheran.
Well, that's great to hear. Mike, thank you very much for listening in Kansas City. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Paul Grimm's soundbite this week. It reminded me of T. David Gordon's use of the word contemporaneity in books like Why Johnny Can't Sing Hymns. It's a despicable driving force for so much of what we do today. The permanence of the liturgy is a comforting reminder of the constancy of Christ. Churches that try to offer something new and dispose of a historic liturgy fail to offer anything that connects us back to Christianity. And the problem is, in those newer churches, they would love to have you believe that Christianity was invented yesterday and they've got it nailed. And that's nothing, that's absolutely not the case.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. I like that term. I hadn't thought about that before. Permanence. I'm going to start using it. I'm going to steal it from Scott, start using it myself. The liturgy, it's the virtue of permanence. All right, here's a vote that was left for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin and Craig and Jeff, this is David from Kansas City. And my vote for soundbite number three, because, you know, through the torrent of Jesus' blood, we are forgiven daily during Advent and all other parts of the year, see? And, you know, the Pastor Dallas Blake proclaimed this. It was clear, concise, and you could hear even the kids in the background, and adults, of course, hearing all ages receiving that message. You don't need a special service for a kid to hear this. All the people of God gathered around one sacrament received the very blood of Christ, his very body, crucified and risen for us.
All right, thank you very much for your vote. That was a vote for Pastor James Douthwaite, and the cross is central in Advent. This vote comes from Jan in Denver, Colorado. She says, Adrian Doerr, that's soundbite number one, because she's clear and concise about a topic that needs to be discussed in the church. P.S., the bump music for that segment rocked. Well, thank you very much there. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Paul in Milwaukee says, other soundbites may exceed my choice in centrality in Christianity, historicity, or timeliness, but Ms. Doerr has dealt from knowledge, good judgment, and courage with an important issue that has been neglected, indeed avoided, as a third rail of church practice. Vote for number one, how women dress in church poll. Thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Out in Minnesota, Carrie votes as well for soundbite number three. That would be Pastor James Douthwaite on the centrality of the cross in Advent, because she says, I loved hearing him preach about looking to Jesus on the cross in Advent when we are usually looking for a baby to come to us in a manger and again in triumph on the last day. He came to earth to die for us, and that is why he was born in the manger. It means we fix our eyes on Jesus and what he has done for us at the cross, dying to cover us with his precious blood each and every day of the year in repentance. Carrie, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Out in Maryland, there is Michael voting for soundbite number three. Again, Pastor James Douthwaite. My reason is not that great, says Michael, but I have to vote for my pastor. It would be wrong not to vote for my own pastor. As I said, your reasons are your own. Christy in Foster, Nebraska says she's voting for soundbite number one. Adrian Doerr receives my vote, she says, for soundbite of the week. My salvation is already secured in Jesus, but what I say and do and wear influences my neighbor. By dressing modestly, I encourage my neighbor to focus solely on Jesus and not on what I'm wearing or not wearing. Good way of putting it, Christy. Thank you very much. And thanks for listening in Nebraska. Lauren listens in, let's see, Tosola, Illinois. She says she's voting for soundbite number one, Adrian Doerr. She spoke to a touchy subject in a very caring and helpful way. Still time for the rest of your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a new one, and it's a great one. It's called A Year with the Church Fathers. This is a way of getting into that very ancient history that you hear about in soundbite number two, the historic liturgy of the historic church, and that the truths that we think so recent, that we think so novel, are not. The church has been confessing Christ and Him alone for all its centuries. CPH has this great new resource, a daily reading in the Church Fathers called A Year with the Church Fathers by Dr. Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, and a frequent guest here on the program. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. Deanne votes finally here. Hands down, Adrian Doerr, this topic needs to be addressed in a helpful and tactful way. Adrian accomplished that. I even had my teenage daughter and her friend listening yesterday. Very well done, she says, Adrian Doerr. And Jeanette votes for Pastor Bill Swirla. He sums it up well. He nails it on the head. True to form, right on. That makes the winner of this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Adrian Doerr, why women dress modestly in church.
Going to church and being in the divine service, that's the place where God comes to meet us, where heaven meets earth. So we don't dress like we do when we're out on a Friday night or we're lounging in yoga pants. We dress differently because this is a different kind of space, and things are happening in that service that are different from what happens out in the rest of the world. And so it may be that your business dress is completely acceptable for church. If that's your best, and if it's modest, and if you're covered up, that may be your best. But that needs to be dictated by your understanding of modesty and the effect that's going to have on the men around you.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, and that means, well, I think it means that David in Kansas City, who left his vote on the Issues Etc. comment line, is going to get the LPR bundle package. David, if you would email us with your shirt size and your mailing address, those two things are important, shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. As usual, thanks to everybody who voted and commented during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. It's very simple to do. You can also support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Now, we're almost $67,000 short of making budget this year, so thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2011. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll be talking with Dr. Scott Murray about the Incarnation. That's Monday on Issues Etc. You know, modesty is a virtue that comes forth from someone who has nothing to prove, male or female. In an age where we're told that we have all sorts of things to prove about ourselves to everyone around us, we become so self-conscious that what we wear, Jesus says, don't be anxious about what we wear. We're anxious about it nonetheless. In fact, we obsess about it. Part of that, no need to be anxious about it, not even what we wear or where we wear it, is this modesty. A person with nothing to prove, a person with nothing to show off. Why? Because their true beauty, their security, their identity, their assurance is found not in themselves or anything about themselves, much less how they look, but in Christ. And the undeserved favor that he earned for us at the cross. That's where modesty comes from. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois. 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.